Checking back in with Quincy City Council President, Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane for an update on the very latest City Council meeting. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Two in a row in September.
Right.
Lucky us.
Yeah, right. For sure. This last night was pretty quick, too. Just a couple items on the agenda. I'm happy to run through what we talked about. There was first a presentation on the HERO Act, which was a... something that was moved by the state legislature and signed by the governor a couple months back, I believe. I actually don't know all the details of the HERO Act, but this was an order to adopt, I guess, an act to recognize our service members and veterans, which is, I guess, the definition of the whole thing. But in particular, this is providing certain exemptions for taxpayers, for veterans and their families within the city itself. So this is something that people will need to apply for annually based on certain criterion that I think will be distributed. And I think that you just said that Christine Cugini had been on, or, you know, she probably talks a little bit more about this in detail. But, you know, I know that Veterans Services Department does such a great job with communicating with those veterans. And so, you know, they will be made aware. This in particular will affect 311 households who will be, I guess, afforded the opportunity to participate in this. So this was something that was enacted by the state, but it's funded through the city. So this is the start of that process. And the funding over a 10-year period will be $2.3 million, so approximately $230,000 a year. And I guess the process is still taking exemption applications until April 1st of next year.
Right. As Christine, the Veterans Service Director for the city, explained, they're always looking for more veterans to apply for the benefits that they're entitled to. So, you know, if folks know a veteran or are a veteran that are a property owner in Quincy, reach out to the Veterans Services Department for sure.
Sounds like a great program, though.
Absolutely. I'm guessing unanimous.
It was passed unanimously, yes.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. The next was an ordinance that was put forward by Richard, Councillor Ash. He was trying to tighten up some of the municipal code around sex offenders. Apparently, there was a situation in his ward at a senior housing facility where a sex offender was moved in and no one was notified. And so this codifies the requirement to notify all residents of a particular property and also to seek permission from the police chief, at least to provide some sort of recourse for, you know, elderly housing and residents. So this was moved into the ordinance committee and we'll probably hear this either the next or whenever it'll be put on the schedule. Outside of that, there were two gifts, one for $700 for DARE in memory of Sergeant John Ryan, and then another gift for $50, which was for the Police Officer Assistance Program.
Okay, and that was it?
That was it. That was it. Yeah.
Next meeting, October, I'm guessing, right?
Yep, the next meeting is Monday, October 7th. We've got utility public hearings and ordinance on the MBTA bus yard. I'm not sure if the ordinance from this will come on to that meeting. So that starts 6:30. 6:45 is the ordinance committee meeting, and then 7:30 for the regular council meeting.
Okay, very good. Any Ward 3 items we should touch on?
No, we just, you know, I was out and about this weekend catching up with folks. There was awesome Saturdays in the park that the Wallstail Neighborhood Association puts on. So it was great to see that. Otherwise, nothing. Unfortunately, there was a big fire on Belmont Street, big house there at Belmont and Beale. You know, fortunately, people were safe, but it was, you know, an unfortunate circumstance there. But otherwise, no notable news right now.
How's the Furnace Brook Golf Course project coming along?
Coming along. I haven't been up there in a few weeks, but I got to go check it out and see how things are going. I'm due to catch up with Commissioner Murphy.
Excellent. Yeah. Appreciate the update, Ian, as always.
All right, Joe. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Thanks.